Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, back here on Sports Talk. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards earlier today held a press conference with Louisiana COVID numbers spiking big time. He is not mandating, but advising both vaccinated and unvaccinated indoors when social distancing is not possible to wear a mask. Eddie Johnson will be on the line with us here shortly. Phoenix Suns color analyst and host of the NBA Today Show on Sirius XM. Just trying to get a little insight on Willie Green, the next head coach, the new head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm excited about the hire. I want to hear from Pelicans fans. You guys often say we don't give you guys enough room to express your opinions about things that are going on with your team. Feel free. Do you like the hire of Willie Green at 504-260-1870? That is our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines. I'll read a few of those in a few moments. Once again, though, you can weigh in at 504-260-1870. Eddie Johnson, Phoenix Suns color analyst, host of NBA Today Show on Sirius XM Radio. Eddie, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
So, Willie Green, going to be the head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans. And what I love is he's recently retired in 2015, so he's not far removed from today's player, and I think he can relate a lot. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, I think it is. I think overall he's just ready. I think he was coaching material when he was playing. You can just tell by his demeanor. And once he finished playing, he decided to get into coaching. And look, he attaches himself to obviously a tremendous organization in the Golden State Warriors, wins a title too. And then, you know, joins up with Monty Williams. And, you know, now he's in New Orleans. So he understood what he had to do to get himself in the light, and that's what he did, and it's great that David Griffin saw it.
Hey, I was pulling for you guys in the NBA Finals. Sorry it didn't work out. I know that was close and disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, the Suns hadn't made the playoffs for 10 years, and all of a sudden they're in the Finals. So it was a quick turnaround for a lot of the players that was on this team. They're a very young team. Their core is still young. Devin Booker's 24. DeAndre Ayton's 22. Mikal Bridges is 24, I think, and Cam Johnson's 25. So they have a very good young nucleus on this team that, you know, and I'm sure the Suns are going to try to keep them around, as well as Chris Paul, that they'll be back next year. But the team that they lost to was a team in Milwaukee that has gone through the struggles now that the Suns have just experienced this year, where they've lost multiple years in the playoffs with an MVP and Giannis, and they had to suffer an offseason of wondering what they could have done better. And so the Suns right now are stuck with that thought, you know, and trying to figure out what happened in the last four games after you were up 2-0.
Eddie, how good of a communicator is Willie Green?
I think he's excellent. You know, communication, you know, it comes a lot of different ways, right? You got guys that are very outspoken and they talk, and or you got a guy that, you know, can grab you and take you in a room and talk to you man to man, or, you know, just let the guys in the locker room, you know, control the locker room. And when he does speak, it's very powerful. So I would assume that's the way Willie Green is going to be. He's not a rah-rah guy. I don't think he'll be a guy that be screaming and all of that. I think he'll be, you know, working with Monty, you can't help but be low-key. You can't help but try to follow his blueprint, because his blueprint was successful. And I think Willie Green's going to do a tremendous job. It's a great hire. As you note now, the league is starting to turn a little bit away from the analytic mindset. At one point in time, ex-players weren't being hired because they were worried that ex-players wouldn't give in to the analytical mindset. And you see now that teams are starting, as I always say, it's a cycle. They're starting to turn back to the very guys that have put the education in this league. And communication is a huge part of it. And that's why ex-players are getting jobs now, because I think they're starting to understand that you can't have your head down reading numbers and communicating with players. And I love certain parts of analytics. And, you know, I know analytic people think I'm just totally against it. But, no, I believe that experience should give you an advantage in getting the job. It's like that in every entity. And I think ex-players have put their work in, and if they want to coach and they show the ability to do it, they should get an opportunity to coach. And I'm seeing a huge turnaround this offseason, and I'm excited about it.
You mentioned his ability. There's different ways to show leadership and communicate. I'm just curious, if you're Coach Willie Green, how excited are you about this roster with two All-Stars on it?
Well, I mean, I think he's really, you know, laterally moving from one young team to another, where your young players are key contributors. And now to just try to get them to believe in one another, to trust one another, as they got Devin Booker to do. You know, Devin over the last few years didn't really care about points. And lo and behold, he still scored. And I think that's the mindset you have to get your young guys to. That if you go out there and do your job and you help your teammate, then your numbers are still going to come, because you're going to have an easier time to get your numbers because now you've helped improve other guys on the floor with you. And I think that's going to be his mindset with these young guys, to just get them to believe in one another and get them to understand that they don't have to be the reason they win. They can be a part of the reason, but they don't have to be the reason. And if he can get them to understand that, this is a very dangerous young team.
Eddie Johnson, Phoenix Suns color analyst, hosts NBA Today show on Sirius XM Radio. Eddie, I know obviously you color commentate for the Phoenix Suns, who made it to the NBA Finals, but I just wanted to pick your brain on this. Giannis, I think the way he talks about humility and the way he approaches the game, he kind of lives in the now. That's refreshing to hear. I found it refreshing to hear that. I don't know if it struck you the same way.
No. I mean, look, he's refreshing. I mean, he's a fresh face. He handles things differently. You can tell his teammates love him. He's very unselfish. He allows his teammates to be very proactive in their wins. And I think he is what the league would want. And I'm happy for him. Not obviously at the expense of my organization because he beat us, but you just can't hate on him. I mean, if you're going to lose to somebody, you'd rather be somebody like him. And he stood up. You know, the only thing that I just take, I try to push people back on is the thought that, you know, everybody should stay. And he did it the right way. Look, it's no blueprint to winning a title. It truly isn't no blueprint. By the way, if you want to go with the blueprint is to do the opposite. Because if you think about it, the Lakers, the Celtics, the Golden State Warriors, okay, forgetting one more team, they won all the titles. The San Antonio Spurs. I think they've won like 53. Okay, so if you look at that situation, who did they play with? They played with over 100-plus Hall of Fame players. So the average NBA career is 4.5 years. I respect that Giannis stayed, don't get me wrong, and he's one of a few that's been able to do it. Him, Hakeem, Dirk, you can argue Steph Curry. All right, and now you got Giannis. I mean, it's not easy to do it this way. Look what's happening with Damian Lillard right now. So for me, I just think, you know, I'm all against players like piling on top of each other. I will criticize that, But I'm not critical. I think you get in the league, man, you want to win. And you would love to win on the team that drafted you. But, your career's short. I mean, so when people say, oh, he did it the right way and everybody should stay, to me that's an archaic mentality because no one is getting on the GM for making bad decisions. Nobody jumped on Danny Ainge for putting a super team together. But when a player wants to move, it's an issue. And I just think sometimes people need to stop hitting on that to the degree that they do. Yeah, if you want to have a problem with KD joining Golden State, yeah, I did too. I thought that just piled on. I thought they'd win the title anyway. But for the most part, guys fought hard for free agency. And I think sometimes people want to compare Giannis and to other guys and say, well, he stayed and he lived it out. Listen, I mean, very difficult to do. And if you want to win a title, if you do it the right way, you just do it the right way. And that's the only thing I push back on. I just think Giannis did something spectacular. I don't think you all of a sudden start telling players they need to stay on the team that drafted them. That's hogwash.
Eddie Johnson, Phoenix Suns color analyst, host of NBA Today Show on Sirius XM Radio. So what's the benchmark? What should Pelicans fans expect, you think, out of Willie Green in year one? Playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, this is a playoff team. I mean, it's a playoff team without a doubt. And David Griffin is going to do the right thing. I'm sure he's very disappointed at what happened. I don't think he blames Stan Van Gundy for it. I think it's a process. David Griffin is a champion. I mean, what he did at Cleveland and how he put that team together and how he had to fight for things and of that nature. I mean, and he got a championship out of it the hard way, being down 1-3. So he's going to do a tremendous job, and he's going to get these guys where they need to. I think, veteran players mixed in with young players is always the ticket. And we saw that example this year with the Phoenix Suns. You had a leader in Chris Paul to the mixture that they had, and all of a sudden they were in the finals. So you got to be a mad scientist, and David is, in a very selective, smart, cerebral way. He will find out. He will find it out. And Willie Green being there now, it's huge. It's huge. He has a championship pedigree, man. He understands what it's going to take. And so I pull for David Griffin. He's a good friend. And I pull for him in that he has success.
Eddie Johnson, Phoenix Suns color analyst, host of NBA Today Show on Sirius XM Radio. Great insight, Eddie. Thank you so much for the time.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. All right, we'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.